بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, my brothers and sisters, we are talking about four situations and four solutions. And we talked about the first of those situations, somebody in grief, what he must do. And the second one is somebody in adversity or difficulty, what he must do. Today we look at somebody who is in a state of fear, if he is fearing anything. SubhanAllah, that seems to apply to everybody today. May Allah free us from this fear. And the problem is that we fear the things we should not fear, and we do not fear what we should fear. So we'll come to that, inshallah. So it is said that somebody who is in fear, how does he forget to say Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs for us. Because he said, does he not know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءًا وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so they returned with grace and bounty from Allah. No harm touched them, and they followed the good pleasure of Allah, and Allah is the owner of great bounty. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this, and we make this dua for all our affairs, inshaAllah. As I have mentioned before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, in another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu a'lamu bi'adaikum wa kafa billahi waliyan wa kafa billahi nasira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is aware of your enemies. Allah knows who are your enemies. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a wali, as a disposer of affairs, as a caretaker for you. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. And Allah is sufficient for you as a helper, as to help you. The issue is to have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And the fundamental of tawakkul is to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. As I mentioned, unfortunately today we live in a world where we have become conditioned to fearing things that we should not fear. And what is worse, not fearing things which we should fear. For example, what do we fear? One of the first things we fear in this life is loss of wealth. Right? On everybody, at different levels, may Allah protect us. Loss of wealth. Somehow, I will not have money. My business might collapse, or economy might go down. And now, big time, every day I'm getting articles from all sorts of places talking about the economic situation in India, the economic situation in the US, and how banks are failing, and this is happening, that's happening. And lot of sense of fear. And then they say, one article yesterday said, this will be worse than 2009. So I'm thinking to myself, what happened in 2009? Because I was not aware of anything which happened. Nothing happened to me in 2009. So what will happen today? These are the problems of people who are in debt. Seriously, somebody who is free from debt won't have any issues. But people who are stuck in debt, these are the problems for them. Anyway, the point being, we are afraid of loss of wealth. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who decides how much you are going to get. He is the one who gives you plenty, and He is the one who restricts it. And most of human beings do not know this. So where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, contained, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified. What is there to fear in that? You can't get more, you can't get less. But there we are conditioned to fear. But where Allah has not restricted, and Allah said it's up to you. Will I get Jannah? It's up to me. Of course it is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody gets Jannah on his own. But somebody who is committing shirk, who is committing kufr, who is committing major sins, the kabair and so on and so forth, somebody who is oppressing people, somebody who is harming people, and then he is expecting Jannah. Allah can give Jannah to anybody he wants, but I am saying that what Allah told us as the rules, who gets Jannah? Somebody who does not do all these things. So what should we fear? We need to fear the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is something we need to fear. That is something seriously to be feared. The anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِ يَدُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah said, these are the people who Allah blessed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them, those who stand in the night and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَطَمَعًا, between fear and hope. And then about the others, Allah said, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُ رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Nothing will happen. There is no return. Allah said, you will see them standing before the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, heads hanging in shame, saying, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا, O our Rabb, we have seen and we have heard. فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Send us back into this life, send us back into this world, and we will be among the righteous people. There is no return. That is what we needs to be feared. That is what we need to fear. But instead of that, we are fearing things in this world. What will happen to the world? Whatever may happen to the world, you may not be there. Why are you worried? Whatever may happen to the world, Allah will take you out of that, like He took the people of Nuh alayhi salam, who followed Nuh alayhi salam, out of the flood. So what is that to fear? Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. Khalas, we don't need anything else. We do not need anything else. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is leaving Makkah and going away. So one of the chieftains of one of the big tribes, he saw him going. He said, where are you going? He said, the people of Makkah, they are troubling me too much. And they don't let me pray, they don't let me do anything. I am sick and tired of Makkah, I am going. He said, how can Abu Bakr leave Makkah? What is this? He said, no, I will give you protection, you come with me. So he brought him back. He came to the Haram and he stood near the Kaaba and he announced it. He said, this man is under my protection. So Abu Jahl was there and others were there. So Abu Jahl said, no problem, we accept your protection and we will not trouble him. But he has to give us an undertaking. He has to promise something. He said, what? He said, he has to promise that he will pray inside his house where nobody can see him. Even what they are asking. He should promise that he will pray inside his house where nobody can see him. They are not saying he should promise that he will not preach. He should promise that he will not give any bayan. He should promise that he will not give any da'wah. He should promise that, no. He should pray where nobody can see him. What kind of the condition is this, then? So the man asked him. He said, what kind of condition is this? How does it matter to you where he prays? They said, no, it matters to us, because when this man prays in public, when he prays in a place where people can see him, then our people are becoming Muslim looking at him. Ajib. He is not talking to anybody. He is praying. He is not even looking at anybody. He is with his Rabb Jalla Jalalu. They say, our people are looking at this man praying and they are becoming Muslim. So this man's prayer is a danger for us. Today people will say, please come and pray in public. Those who are Muslim will also go. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, okay, I will not pray in public. One day passed, 2 days passed, and then third day Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is praying in his courtyard.
outside his house. So they complained, they said, see, he is going, he said he will do this, he is not doing it. So the chieftain who gave him protection, he said, I am sorry, if you are not going to fulfill the, what you said you will do, then I cannot give you protection. Abubakar Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu said, your protection is not required, thank you very much. The protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. So the first thing that I remind myself in you is to learn to fear what we should fear and stop fearing what we should not fear. And this is related. If we fear what we should fear, automatically the fear of everything else goes from the heart. The people who fear the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the fear of everything else from their hearts. Then they fear nobody else, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people who fear everything else, who have no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are doing something which is haram, you try to tell them, they tell them, oh, don't worry about it, Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Don't tell me, I will talk to Allah, I will speak to Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When we have this attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do not fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah fills our heart with the fear of every cat and every dog in the world. We fear everybody. We fear the politicians, we fear this one, that one. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Somebody said to Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh, that if you, whatever it was, they said, if you say this or if you do this, then they will put you in prison. So he said, Alhamdulillah. He said, because in prison, whatever physical condition they have, he said, I already live in conditions which are more severe than that. Because he said, I don't use luxury, I'm not used to luxury, it makes no difference to me. I sleep on the floor, I already sleep on the floor. And he said, the other benefit in prison is, I don't have to work for my living. Somebody will feed me and I will have isolation and I can make ruju ilallah. I can make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Alhamdulillah. He said, today I have to worry, I have to go to work, you know, what will happen to my family, this, that. He said, in prison, I know, I'm not concerned. Somebody is taking care of me in prison. So he said, Alhamdulillah, let them put me in prison. Why should I, if what I have to say, I will say. If they put me in prison, very good. Alhamdulillah. I am ready. There is nothing in prison that they can do to me which I am not used to. These were people who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out every other fear from their hearts. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. And as we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, he said, people who said that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them from his bounty and no harm ever touched them and they were free from all fear. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us courage to fill our hearts with khashyat of Allah alone and no fear of anyone or anything in this life, because whatever happens in this life is temporary. If it is good, it will go. If it is bad, it will go. Neither the good nor the bad is going to stay. Whereas what is with Allah is permanent. If it is good, it is permanent. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And if it is bad, that is also permanent. And we ask Allah's protection from that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.